drink off my pussy. I don't want to know,
I just had diarrhea. Oh my goodness. That was intense.
It's the goal that I have every day.
To give me diarrhea?
Give you diarrhea. Did it work? This is submitted by Ross Dude. I like it.
Did he make it?
Apparently.
We think so.
Shit. So, yeah, welcome to Your Mom's House podcast. I'm your host, Tom Segura, along with the lovely, talented, hilarious Christine Zapajinski. Christine's
so radio of you. Oh my God.
Hey. Thank you to all the wonderful crowds that came to Jack My Sunville in Florida this weekend. You guys were fan-fucking-tastic. I couldn't have asked for more, so really appreciate you guys coming out. And we have some upcoming dates I'd like to inform you of. There were some great suggestions people had online, so I'd like to read some of them. I put them on my Facebook page, and then people were really killing it with how I should have listed my future dates.
Oh, don't you hate that when it's too late and the city's already passed, though?
Yeah.
This is for the future.
Yeah. So here we go. I'm going to Syracuse in...
That's good work.
New York, also known as Syracuse, May 2021.
Suck my juice, I liked.
Yeah, suck my juice, and sewer juice is good. Sperm vine for Irvine.
Yeah, that's good.
Doing that in the beginning of June. Asheville for Nashville.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
West Balsack.
Yeah.
Piss and Nasty for Cincinnati. Sandy A-hole for San Diego. Taint Screw Us for St. Louis.
It's good.
And Nude Hork Shitty for New York.
Really good work, guys.
Yeah, that was... thanks for Grant Sutherland for that one. So anyways, all those horrifically offensive names for cities are in place of real names. Somebody else said, suck my juice, squirt vine, gash kill, skin sin nasty, man dick Lego, shit poopless, Jew dork titties, and fill my holes, Delphia.
Oh, wait, Jew dork titties is a whole other level.
Yeah, that's great.
Jew dork titties.
That's
now it's racial, too. I like that.
TomSegura.com shows page.
You know what would be really funny is if you started listing them on your...
Yeah.
By
the way,
treat Fulton.
Big announcement.
Yeah.
I just got the call before we started this. Philadelphia, Phil Heard Up Delphia.
Yes.
November 19th, sold out.
Hey now. That's a long time.
We added a second show.
Okay.
The second show will be the day before, Friday, November 18th. So if you're in Philly, Friday, November 18th, ticket is on sale. TomSegura.com/shows. Please get your tickets for that. Jeans?
May 27th and 28th, I'm at the La Jolla Comedy Store in La Jolla, California. Every Saturday, I'm at the Comedy Store, 7:30 show.
Yeah.
We had a lot of mommies coming out to the Comedy Store now. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Like, it was all mommies this Saturday.
I'm glad that you keep pumping that.
Yeah, why not? Come see me.
And we're going to do we're working on a date right now. So, I'm prematurely ejaculating on it, but... we're going to do a Your Mom's House and Friends stand-up show there pretty relatively soon.
Yeah, at the store.
Yeah.
Oh, also listen to That's Deep, Bro.
And Charge It to the Game is back.
Oh, good.
I had an episode last week with Travis Johnson, the former Texan and Charger. I'm recording a new episode this Thursday. I'll try to get it up by Friday with another NFL player. So I'll leave it at that. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Charge It to the Game.
Also, I would love to ask you, hey, do you shop on Amazon? I know you do because you're just as lazy as we are.
Yeah, it's great.
We haven't left our house in a year because I subscribe and save to toilet paper, paper towels, coffee, everything, diapers now.
Did we put the air on?
No, I forgot. Wipes, jeans. You can buy it all on Amazon, but use our banner. Go to yourmomshousepodcast.com and click on the banner at the bottom of the homepage. Do your shopping as you normally would. This goes on YouTube, right? Yeah. Blue band. Oh, good. Okay, yeah. Please use our banner.
And also...
Bites! Oh, my God. I just shit my pants again.
Bites! Bites!
A little less spikes.
The shirt is on sale. Please go to...
Jew pork titties.
TomSegura.com. Go to my shop page and please get the new shirt.
I think Jew Dork Titties would be a great URL for anything. Can we reserve that immediately? Jew Dork Titties?
Sure.
Wow. Jew Dork Titties.
All right.
What would you sell on JewDorkTitties.com?
You could sell dorky stuff and you could sell titty stuff and you could sell Jew stuff.
That's all winning.
Yeah.
Three things.
You could sell... titties that are covered by yarmulkes.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yarmulkes. You got any cum in those yarmulke balls?
Okay. okay.
Okay.
Hey, look at this shit. See these fucking deeds? You know how much I pay for these motherfuckers?
Oh!
$1,000.
I'm dead right, motherfucker. What's your name, Puddin'-Tay? Oh,
this shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Well, welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsin. Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Meow, meow.
What are you doing?
It's horrible. God, what is wrong with
What are you
people?
Talking about?
Hey, look at this shit.
It's Walter.
It's Walter.
Yeah.
God. Don't people want to have sex with other people?
You think that's his first priority? Getting laid?
Yeah. Why make life harder? Throw up. Why are you...
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Must be some goddamn good pussies, all the, you know?
So you're thinking about
he
it. You're right.
About it. He's not getting any, though.
You're right.
Oh, would you take him off?
Okay, sure.
Can't
sorry.
Look at this.
So.
God. I told you my cousin had a flipper tooth.
Yeah.
And it was the grossest thing ever because she would be talking to him and it would flip right out, too.
Your cousin had one?
Yeah, it's fixed
it?
Now.
Oh.
Had one for years. Like
really?
A flipper tooth.
You got a shotgun I can borrow, you little cocksucking motherfucker.
Okay. Everybody's got somebody like this guy in their family.
Or in their neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know that guy.
You know that guy.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it's good old Walter. It appears that some neighborhood kids actually befriended this guy in, I think it's in South Carolina. Is that
sure.
where it is? Yeah.
Looks like the South.
Yeah. I think he drinks.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, they have an aversion to teeth in the South, so that would make sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Just getting them fixed, you know, like permanent, like
permanent. You think he hates his having teeth or no?
Yeah, he hates them. Yeah, they're such a nuisance. I gotta floss them and brush them.
That does all go away once you have your teeth removed.
Life does get so much easier, huh?
It's kind of the...
it's the allure of dentures.
It's sort of the reverse dental update. You know what? Right. Just get rid of your teeth, man.
Just get rid of
it. You don't need all them shits in your mouth.
All them shits?
Yeah. Them teeth shits.
God. Mouth.
Yeah.
How does that happen? He's not that old, too.
He's not that old, but he lives hard, and living hard will do it.
Yeah, I mean, like, my dad had an accident, a car accident when he was 18.
Yeah.
And he lost a lot of his teeth, so he had dentures for years, but then he had them replaced. Like, once they could do it, he did it.
He's got the nice ones now.
And he's got, like, super, they look amazed, yeah.
What is amazed is that his teeth look great.
They look amazing.
Now, you don't, once you have all fake shits, you don't have to take care of them anymore, right? You don't have to do anything to them?
I'm sorry, if they're removable?
No, if you're like, if they're just not real teeth, you don't have to like actually...
You still have to brush your teeth.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I've never had fake teeth, so...
Yeah, I mean, I've never had the screw-in teeth, but my veneers, I still have to brush them. Yeah, I mean, you're not exempt from hygiene.
Well,
is that the allure for you? Are you thinking about
it? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I don't have to actually do anything anymore.
I mean, you barely do now.
That's kinda... not true.
God. Did you whiten them? No.
No, but I want to.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about that a lot.
Have you been flossing?
Yeah, I floss.
When?
Time to time.
Okay.
I use a lot of business cards and I put them between my teeth.
Yeah.
That's what I use business cards for.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's cool. What did you do for Mother's Day?
I hung out with my jeans.
Yeah, we did. We had a nice mommy's day.
It was nice.
I baked stuff. I cooked stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was neat. You gave me a nice gift.
Yeah.
Ooh. L jeans didn't get me shit. Our baby didn't buy me shit.
What's going on? I hear crackling. Is it your cord?
No, it's good.
No? I heard a little bit. Yeah, I heard it again right then. No, there's nothing? Move that cord that your left arm is on. That's fine? Okay. You enjoyed your mom day?
It was okay. I would have liked to have been alone more.
Okay.
Isn't that the greatest gift for mom? Just everybody to disappear.
Okay.
Just not ask for shit for a day would be nice, you know.
All right. Well, you have kind of a Mother's Day gift coming up.
I do, yeah.
You're going to get your dream.
I know.
Why don't you tell them?
What I did was I got this idea from a friend of mine, a mom friend. She went on a momcation.
Real moms only.
Basically, I'm going to check into a hotel nearby and I'm going to sleep for a whole night and sleep without the panic of like a baby waking mm-hmm. me up for the first time in about a year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super excited about it.
I think it's a good idea. I really do.
Yeah. I think the alone part though, that's, you know, that's like the best part.
Jesus.
No, I wish you'd come with me, but too bad. You know, I wish you could snore next to me.
You seem real broken up about it.
There have been times where, like, I could only sleep for 4 hours or something, and then I'd get to bed, and you'd be ripping, snoring. And I was like, motherfucker, I want to kill myself. And then I'd just go sleep in the kids' room in the recliner, you know?
Some real emotions
Happy
today.
Happy Mom's Day.
All right. Jesus.
Love being a mom.
Wow. Okay.
It's challenging.
It is challenging.
That's what they say. It's just, I love it. I just love taking care of people.
Yeah.
That was the dragon. Body, 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 you'll be little dragon.
Is this a new Rihanna song? It sounds like it.
What's a bunch of work.
Must be some goddamn good pussies, all of
His place is a mess.
Yeah.
I didn't think that.
Is that a place? Is that considered a place?
It's outdoors, but it's still a place. You don't think it's a place?
Pull the trigger. Boom. Woo. What was that?
Yeah.
I like it.
It's weird. It's good.
Yeah. You like it?
Really? Yeah. A lot.
I was surprised you didn't like it when his teeth came out.
I don't know.
Well, let me tell you, this weekend, I was in Jackson's Dick's Offsville, Florida. And you know who I ran into there?
Who?
I shouldn't say run into, but met up with. My dad.
Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog. Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog. Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog.
You need to wipe down.
It's Top Dog.
All right. So what I thought I would do is give him a call.
Nice.
Let's
you
see.
Said that he had a special story to
well,
share.
Well, I'm really hoping we can get it. Let's see. Get it on a call right now. So it's pretty interesting story. You'll never believe what it's about.
Yeah.
Hello?
Dad.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I'm good.
Hey, I had a great time seeing you this weekend. I'm really glad you
got here. It was the best. It was the best.
It's a lot of fun. But I wanted to talk about, you know, we had that great dinner. I wasn't able to say hi to people after my Thursday show because I ran out of the club to meet you at that restaurant. We had dinner together. But then the next day, you told me something happened when you got back to your hotel.
Well, on the way back, you know, I'm driving back to the hotel, and I can feel, you know, looks like I'm going to have, you know, a blaster. I just have to really go.
Now, we should point out, you already did shit at the restaurant, though.
I did. Yeah, I did. I shit at the restaurant. But, yeah. You know, we had a pretty good dinner there, and I think, I don't know, just kind of move things along. So I drive into the parking lot of the hotel, and I know I really have to go bad. But I want to get a spot near the entrance.
Yeah.
Well, they're all taken. So I park down at the end there, and then as I'm squeezing my cheeks as I get out of the car and make that turn. You know, you got to make that turn to get out a little bit. I can feel a little squirt come. Okay.
Uh huh.
And then when I stood up, I could kind of feel it kind of drooling down my cheeks. Okay.
Uh huh.
Oh no. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then I'm kind of doing, you know, I'm doing the kind of pity patter, you know, how you're trying to, can't take big steps. You're doing the pity patter.
Yep.
To the entrance.
So you're doing like a penguin walk, basically.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Walking into the hotel, you know, and the motel really. But, and then, you know, I go down to the elevator and I can still feel the stuff dripping without God.
Oh, man.
You know?
Wow.
Well, I get into the room, and, of course, I drop my drawers and everything. And kaboom, it was not only it was a cherry bomb.
Cherry bomb.
It was
What's
an
the
explosion.
Difference between a blaster and a cherry bomb? I forget.
A blaster just kind of comes out with a lot of volume. A cherry bomb, the top of the bowl gets covered, okay?
Yeah, well, I should say...
When you flush the toilet, you still got a lot there. You know, I mean, you cannot get it all out. Even with two flushes, I gave two flushes, and
yeah.
It still was up.
Can I point out something? First of all, you hit the button on the phone again. Secondly, at the restaurant, you shit before I went to the bathroom, like immediately before. And the upper inside rim of the toilet was covered in shit.
That was nothing compared to the one at the hotel. Okay.
Okay. So at this point, are you naked? You took everything off, right?
Well, yeah. You know, then I took naked from the waist and took my head. Then I had to get in the shower because, you know, and rinse off. Well,
yeah, because you had shit on yourself.
After I got in the shower, rinsed off, you know. And then I checked my underwear. I only bought two pairs of underwear when we had this trip. Okay?
So you threw that one away, and, though, that you shit in.
No. No, I was going to say it. So I checked the very back. There was a little bit on the back of the underwear, okay? And you could see it. And because it was such a clear shit, you know, it didn't really, wasn't real visible, okay? So I kind of sniffed it to make
sure. You mean it was watery?
Kind of, oh yeah, it's watery, yeah.
So you sniff, so, you sniff those boxers.
Sniff the boxers to make sure I was right on. I wanted to find the spot where it was wettest, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then I got some soap and water, and I cleaned it off in the sink, okay. I didn't want to do the whole underwear because it takes too long to dry. So I cleaned it off.
You cleaned off what? The then, spot?
Just a spot, yeah. Just a spot.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And then?
And then, well, I had to dry. So what I did was I turned one of the lights on in the room.
Yeah.
And I put the underwear on top of the light shade, okay? So the heat from the light bulb would act like a dryer. And in the morning time comes, my underwear is nice and dry and, you know, toasty.
Why didn't you just go buy boxers? They sell them everywhere. No,
I know, but I like this. This is one of my favorite boxers.
But
I like
you shit
boxers.
In them.
It's comfortable. Well, so, but, you know, I cleaned it up, so I'm good to go, okay?
Okay. So how did this shit measure in terms of biggest, you know, blasters, shit your pants stories? I mean, there's this one. There's Portland, Maine, when we were together. You remember that one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then what's your biggest ever, you think?
Well, the biggest ever was when we were in 1986. When we did the family trip to Florida, and I had to pull off to this gas station, and
No. I'm talking about the biggest shit your pants.
Oh, yeah, she was. Well, the one in Orlando, I actually had to throw that underwear away.
That was the Orlando airport.
That was Orlando airport. I had to throw that one away. Yeah.
Now, so what's the standard for throwing underwear away that you've shit in? Why that one?
Well, I couldn't just go out in the public area and clean my underwear in front of all those people.
Oh, right? But it must have been a lot of shit, right?
Yeah, and if I would have been in the room at a hotel, I think I could have saved that pair of underwear.
Wait a minute. But no, you couldn't have, because you told me that in the Orlando airport, you actually shit through your pants also, that shit was visible.
Yeah, some of it got in the pants. That's true. Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah. Wait a minute. So, Orlando airport, what year was Orlando airport?
Oh, shoot, the Orlando airport, that was like 15 years ago.
And you shit so intensely, so much, that it went through your boxers and through your pants. Because you said there was a brown spot on the outside of the
pants. Oh, yeah, there was a brown spot. There was definitely a brown spot in my trousers. Absolutely.
And you flew like that.
I flew like that. I had no choice.
Oh,
I already packed my bags. We're in the plane. So I just, you know, I had to do it.
Were you alone or with family?
I was alone, yeah.
Now, the other shit you're talking about, that's just your biggest shit ever, the family trip.
He's told me about this before.
The family trip in 86, my biggest ever. Yeah, that was
on a car trip with you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, Christina is saying that she remembers this story.
He's told me four times.
Oh.
Oh, it's just amazing, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would have won an award for that one, let me tell you.
So how have you, did you wear those boxers the next day in Jacksonville that you shit in?
Oh, yeah, they were dry in the morning, so I wore them again.
And then what about the following day?
Then I had my other pair of shorts I wore the last day.
Saturday, okay. And then you went home, okay.
Right, right.
So you washed, I mean, you throw them in the washer, right?
You know, these boxers, you're gonna laugh when I tell you about it. We bought these boxers in a casino in Indiana, okay? And
okay.
They were two for $10. Okay.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those are your faves. I mean, yeah.
You know, they're like the cheapest I've ever spent on anything. You know, so they have that kind of sentimental value. I'm going to get my money worth out of those things. Okay.
Yeah, I got you.
Does Charo not do his laundry?
Yeah. Who does your laundry? Doesn't Charo do it?
Yeah, she doesn't. I don't do any manual labor in the house.
Does she know about what happened in Jacksonville?
No. She doesn't really dig these kind of stories, okay?
Can we please tell her? Please.
Who?
Mom.
Me or you?
What, is she there?
No, she's playing bitch.
Right now she is?
Yeah.
Ah, damn it. I wish she was home right now.
No, she would have she would go into some sort of cardiac arrest if we told her.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? No, it would be really great if we tell her this. When do you think she'll be home? Pretty soon?
Well, we're going to the gym today. Okay, she's now, you know, at age 71, she started to finally work out. I know that.
What time will you go?
Well, here's the way it works. When she comes home,
yes,
she gets home before 4:30. She has to have her coffee and cookie first.
Before the gym. I got it. Yeah.
Before the gym. Okay. Okay.
All right. So here's what I'm going
to
do.
About 5 o'clock, we'll go to the gym.
All right. I'm going to try to call you back in a little bit and see if I can catch her, and maybe we can let her know.
Okay, buddy.
That'd be highly amusing. All right. I love you, Dad. Thanks a lot.
Love you, buddy. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
That was amazing.
Pretty great, right?
We got a lot out of this call. First of all, we got a cherry bomb. That's a whole new category.
He's mentioned cherry bombs before, but I just felt like I never really grasped the what, you know,
magnitude.
How about those phone dials?
Oh my God, he did such a dad move.
Every time, man.
Every time.
Every time. And then he goes, "I didn't press the phone." And then for years he would say that, and then he goes, "Well, sometimes I think it might. I push it pretty hard against my
hip." Yeah, it's their face meat. It pushes against the phone. Yeah,
they hold it like
dads
that.
Dads don't know how to use technology.
And if he's at work, it's
right
breathing into the phone.
Right. My favorite part of this call was that he dried the shit boxers over a lamp.
Yeah.
So they're nice and toasty, but the smell.
It's like, cooking a little?
It cooks it in the room, yeah. And he goes, like a hair dryer. Well, they actually have hair dryers in hotels.
I so wish we had been in the U2 and we could have seen him
doing
this. Or just walked into his room and be like, "What's up with your..." Yeah. "Oh, I just shit in those and now I'm drying them on the lamp."
But they're from Indiana.
Casino. They're casino boxers.
Yeah.
I asked him the next day, I go, "Dude, I'll just go to the store right now. There's a fucking Macy's right here. I'll go buy you boxers." "I don't want to buy boxers." Yeah. "You shit in those, though."
Yeah.
I clean them.
An interesting fact of the Orlando airport story, I wasn't aware that he wore dirty pants on the flight.
Well, I didn't know either until this weekend, because as we were talking about what happened, he brought up Orlando airport, and I was real excited about it. And then he goes, "Yeah, you know, I went in the stall I had to throw those out because there was just so much shit, and it was in a public place. And then there was shit. There was a shit stain on my trousers.
Trousers, yeah.
And he tried to clean it, but he said he couldn't clean it off. So he flew with a turd stain.
Chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate stain on his...
Ew. Ew. Man, how bad that smelled.
Well, imagine sitting in that seat after him.
Oh, dude.
Because that dookie just sat on that...
Oh, yeah, bro.
Plane seat.
That means that so much shit is on plane seats when you... Oh. He nasty. Your daddy nasty.
So nasty. We got to remind me to try to call the house in like 30 minutes. Yeah.
That's and then so nasty, dude.
I'll try to get her on the phone. Because it'd be great to have her hear what happened.
Oh, yeah. She needs to know.
Oh, yeah.
How does he hide all this stuff from her?
Yeah.
I mean, she does do his laundry. Like, she goes through everything.
Well, those she probably didn't, you know, just missed out on because they're, you know, bunched up. She probably just throws it in.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I'm surprised. Charles doesn't usually miss anything in that house, you know?
I know, man. But this one, I think he probably got away with.
Remember one time I left my underwear at your family's house in Vero, and your mom was like, they were clean. She washed them, and she's like, I love these. Can I keep them? I'm like, yeah, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, she kept them. So
weird. That is so weird.
No, it's just a foreigner thing. It's normal. That's what foreigners do. They just use their underwear. She can keep them. Again, can I tell you, though, your dad...
I'm excited at how upset she's going to get.
She's going to be really upset.
That's all I think about right now.
A lot of the times, the best underwears I've had, besides MeUndies, which really are my favorite pairs, are like Target underwear.
Really?
You just buy like the multi-packs, cotton, old school, full flavors. Mm. Yeah, the kind of the cheaper, the better sometimes, you know? Mm. I got nice panties. I don't even fuck with Victoria's Secret, that horse shit. It's all cheap made.
Yeah.
But I like, you know, like Target... It's the best.
Cheap stuff.
Besides MeUndies. MeUndies stuff is a maze.
Yeah, that is. But that's like, that's the good stuff, man.
But you got panties that you've had for a long time, too.
I started to get rid of them, though. I actually started to get rid of them when we started getting those MeUndies shipments.
Yeah.
Because they're so much nicer.
Yeah.
And the other ones start to fold and, you know, they get...
Yeah. But you didn't get rid of your oopsies. Those are like...
My oopsies I still have. Yeah.
But isn't that crazy that there's just like one pair of sweatpants or your oopsie pants that you can't let go of? Like
dick shorts.
Dick shorts. They're so good.
Remember my dick shorts on the beach and I would wear them?
Yeah. In Miami?
Yeah.
And little kids could see your pubes and your friends, cock and balls like, and my friends. Yeah.
I was like,
Yeah. Well, they were white, right? They were like white.
No, that was in...
That was in DR.
DR, and that was full see-through.
Full see-through panties, yeah.
Full see-through white, so you could see outlines.
Your cock and balls.
Yeah.
That was so funny, dude. We stayed at this resort in the Dominican Republic for my, like, 36th birthday, and there was a cable with hardcore pornography.
24/7.
24/7.
Yeah. And it was channel 69.
It was, yeah. And we go to the bar and eventually you make friends with the bunch of dads in the pool, remember?
Yeah.
And we were all talking to these dad boners and we were like, hey, what's up with channel 69? And they're like, what?
Yeah.
You don't get hardcore porn on...
It was scrambled in their rooms.
They
well, we could see what it was, but we couldn't watch it. We go, oh no, we got in our room.
It was hardcore too.
And by the way, I never even really told you how much I restrained myself that weekend from watching that the entire time. Every time I put it on, you were like, all right. And I was like, oh, ha, 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 ha. But that's all. I was trying to watch it every time.
You did not restrain yourself.
Of course I did.
We were watching it. We were both watching it.
No, but I wanted to keep watching it. I wanted to keep watching it. Every time you went to the bathroom or took a shower, I would watch it.
Fine.
It's on your TV. When it's on your TV, it's different.
And
you're so used to like your phone or your computer, but
it's special.
It's special on your television.
Yeah, it's like imagine going to a movie theater and getting to watch it like back in the 70s with the Pussycat Theater in the 80s. Now, that would be a special
thing. That's a business I'd like to open again.
Yeah, public pornography.
It's horrible. Theaters.
What a bad business model. It's guys
it's
jerking
so great.
Off.
Yeah, there's Kleenex in every row. It's great.
Remember, too, on the cruise we went on, the last cruise, that they had pornography, but it was too soft.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
You had to call and complain.
I did. And there was a Filipino guy. And he goes, oh.
You're right.
I go, I want it hardcore. And he goes, oh.
That's so
and
funny.
He goes, hold on a second, sir. And he like put me on hold. He goes, no, I talked to the manager. And no, we don't have that. Yeah. And I go, well, I don't want to pay for this. And he's like, okay.
Yeah, they're all Filipino on the cruise ships.
Oh.
Sir,
Hardcore.
This your girl, Miss Dallas from Dallas, Texas. I've been in the game since 1988. You know, yeah, man, Mr. Diamond invited me to answer a few questions to you, the local jokers out there who got some questions to ask the pimp. So come on, ask me some questions.
So this is the ask. Yeah, she's a pimp. This is the Ask a Pimp segment. People ask this guy pimp questions, and he fielded out this episode to this girl.
Cool.
So she's a female pimp.
So the, all pieces of shit come in all sexes. And colors and varieties. There's no end to the exploiter.
Here we go.
Hey, what it is? It's Superman coming out there, E Daddy Tits, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's
just kind of, I know y'all doing the pimp thing or whatever. I'm just saying, I got me a couple of hoes or whatever. But they don't never want to stay in line. But I ain't just too big on hitting the females, you know what I'm saying? So how I supposed to keep these hoes in line, you know what I'm saying, without just putting my hands on them like that?
Right. It's a good question.
That is actually a really good
question.
He's saying he's got a couple of hoes.
Right.
Sometimes they don't fall in line.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do without hitting them?
I like that you're translating. I understand. He spoke English.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think I want to just clarify. I just want to clarify for people.
Are you speaking jive? Is this like the airplane movie?
I just want to clarify what really he's looking for.
Right.
As far as he's looking for business direction.
He's looking for a nonviolent HR solution.
Right.
Yeah.
To hose not staying in line. So here we go.
Right.
Some pimps gotta, you know, use conversation. Some pimps gotta keep a bitch in the fog. It's different strokes for different, you know, pimps. So my whole thing, they all get an understanding from the get-go. Now, the next nigga, he might have to hit the bitch a couple of times, you know. I know one pimp had to kick a bitch in the head before she get an understanding. But see, I don't roll like that because I want a happy stable. Because a happy stable is gonna be more money in your pocket, you know. Happy hoes eat. Sad hoes don't. So it's all about being happy and having an understanding with your hoes. This your girl Dallas, kicking it with Mr. Diamond on Ask a Pimp. I'll holler at y'all tomorrow.
That's great advice.
It is really thoughtful.
I like that she actually said that one guy had to kick a bitch in the head, but then she got it. Like that until she, you know.
Right.
That's what it took for her to get.
Some people just need to get fed.
Some people do need. Oh, I thought you were saying some people need an ass kicking to understand.
Oh, right. But then she's like, some other bitches, they just want like a 6-piece McNugget and then they're happy, right? Is that what she's saying?
I didn't hear that
See,
at all.
See, maybe I didn't understand
I think
the
I
black speak on this one. You need to translate.
Black
jive.
Speak. I think we're just talking. Jive?
Is that what it is? Excuse me, sir. I speak jive.
What is this, 1973?
Right. That's jive.
No, this is.
Are you speaking jive?
This is a really great advice, though.
Yeah.
Is that it is different strokes for different.
She said different strokes, same pimps.
Yeah. So there's, you know, it's different stuff.
It's different strokes for different, you know, pimps. So
yeah, it's different strokes for different pimps.
That'd be a good TV show too.
It's good advice though.
Different strokes, different pimps.
And you know what the best advice that she had for all the pimps out there?
Yeah.
And I think this goes for just anybody that has people working for them, is that happy hoes, a happy stable is more productive.
That's true.
So as you're saying, you know, happy hoes eat, sad hoes don't.
Right.
You want them to be happy.
Oh, I thought that's what she meant. You got to keep them fed.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep them happy and keep them
fed. Keep them happy, yeah.
6-piece nuggets, and that's all you got to do for some bitches.
Okay.
That's all I would need as a hoe.
I can provide that for you.
Yeah.
I could provide that. I'll go get you some nuggets right now.
Really?
Will you bring back some money from working the track?
Yes.
You do well out there.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
You think I'm a little old for hoeing?
Nah, bro.
You think? But I'm a blonde white bitch.
Nah.
I'm a little on the chunkier side for the most of the hoes on the streets.
Oh, a lot of.
You know what? I would do high-end hooking. That's the way to do it.
Think so?
Oh, I wouldn't fuck with street walking. I would go to Vegas and I would do only like Japanese businessmen and stuff.
You can make it happen. I'd love to help you make your dreams come true.
Really, babe?
Sure. Okay. This is the year.
2016 when I start hoeing?
Yeah. Start hoeing now.
What do you think you would commission?
What do you mean?
For your hoeing.
What would I commission?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
What would you get?
Oh, I'd get top dollar. As
Who
a
would
hoe?
Be your clients?
Just guys that are cool.
I think you would make a splash in the bear community because I know that a lot of bears, they send you fan mail like, oh, you're so hot, you're so
sad. Yeah, you like uncircumcised guys, as I recall.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think you'd really do good with bears.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. You think the bears would like me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see a lot, sometimes on Instagram, I get tagged in bear things.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you see comments like, yum, yum, yum.
How does that make you feel?
It just feels so weird.
Yeah.
I actually, I have empathized with women more. I'm like, oh, this must be what chicks feel like all the time when, in, like, you get bombarded with, like, the fuck her, and you're like, okay.
Yeah, it's a little intrusive, right?
It's unsolicited. Weird. Yeah, yeah.
Unwanted. I hear that.
So that's what I think.
Dad. It Dad. Rings every episode.
I know. I gotta get a new thing.
How's your mouse working this week, Dad?
I don't know. This was just here.
You what figured happened it with out? This? It didn't connect. Oh, man.
Really?
We'll just wait till the new one. Like,
okay.
DJ Dad Mouth.
Okay. All right. Wow. All right, Dad. I had my son come over and he couldn't even figure it out. I don't even know what to do now. So I was in Jacksonville, Florida, and I did some morning press.
Oh, good. You were in the same hotel room that I had Turds on the Ground.
Well, I was in, yeah, that's where the club was at, the Turds on the Ground, sacred grounds. Where the turds floated, yes.
And you're also returning to Cincinnati. Will you be paying homage to the Cincinnati fart?
Yeah, of course. The Renaissance Hotel in downtown Cincinnati, room, was it 315?
I think so, yeah.
I will go, and I'll probably lay a few flowers down. I think we should call that hotel and ask them if people are...
That's a good idea.
You think so?
Yeah. Being like, if you guys have many... people with pilgrims.
Do pilgrims come?
Come to room 315.
Yeah.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's see. This is from...
Okay, let's see it.
I'm so used to Curtis being the one that dresses up and... All right, he's here to make you laugh. Comedian Tom Segura, a.k.a. DJ Dadmouth, is in town. Welcome to First Coast Living.
Thanks for having me, man.
First Coast Living. First Coast. What's the First Coast?
First Coast, I guess, is... I don't know. That's first. Where Jacksonville is. I don't know why it's the First Coast.
Wait, I like the
I've been DJing a lot more than doing stand-up.
Uh-huh.
So... my focus has been wrapping up the stand-up shows and then hitting some turntables.
It's true. It is. It is what I'm all about.
It
now.
Is. And I like that they feed you, so you're eating the entire interview.
I requested it because they had a chef on right before me.
I love when they do that.
And then I go, bring some of that food over here, and then I just ate.
For what were you eating there?
Fruit that had like some type of yogurt, and then there was bacon over there too.
Oh.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
I like that you wore the chain and the fur.
I want to give a shout out to Kim Ann. You are Maze and Throatzilla.
Throatzilla?
Yeah.
Is that a friend? Do I want to hear the story? Remember what time we're on, though.
I mean, yeah. She's a Dallas-based entertainer.
Okay.
She's gifted. If you have, you know, $500, you can do a lot.
I think I was just told to stop with that story, Tom.
Okay.
Yep. All right, so your second...
Okay. So fun. It's so fun to do press like this.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous. These are ridiculous. I mean, listen, who's watching these? It's old ladies at home. They're not coming to the club. Their chances are it's not the same audience.
No, hell no, man. Nobody that watched this came to my show. Not one. No.
It's totally different audience.
And I've learned, because for years they have you think that, like, this is really important.
Yeah, it's not.
But it's fun to just go have fun.
Let's have fun.
On the morning show. Chef James had prepared this stuff earlier here.
But I like the other appearance you did.
See, that's the one with the Jell-O on it.
Oh, man.
See, you got some help. We've got some bacon.
Who did that? Chef who?
Chef James from Publix.
What's up, Chef James?
This is the most fun this guy's ever had on this show.
He's having a good time. He loves it. He was really fun.
He loves you.
And then afterwards.
This is a whole new hour this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a whole new hour. It's going to be a good time. And then we'll all hit the after party and get some fruit.
Chef James?
I'm going to Chef James' house.
Going to Publix.
You know what?
You just got to Publix.
I'm not even going to tweet where the after party is. It's at Chef James' house.
I love that they, when I was talking about Chef James, they cut to Chef James.
Oh.
So.
Your beard looks so full.
It does.
It looks great on
you.
Don't do it.
I'm not doing it.
Okay, you did good. Censor.
Dude, he made bacon too. Chef James.
That is so perfect. That's unintentionally perfect.
Yeah.
That makes it look like a sketch.
Right.
He was
morning shit. Oh,
that
my
was
God.
So perfect on their part.
How has life changed now?
Chef James doesn't give a shit.
This is for you.
That was great. Oh, yeah.
Christina Pajitsky.
Yep.
She's my wife. Very, very large.
Breaking Pajitsky. Always got to throw that in there, huh?
Yep. You do have a large chest.
I know. They're enormous, and they hang now.
Christina Pajitsky.
Yep.
She's my wife. Very, very large.
My tits
chest.
They're so hanging now since I had this kid.
Yeah.
God, they look terrible.
No, they don't.
I like, it was good. That was really good, Gene.
That was fun.
So much fun.
And this next one, I also appeared in another morning show. Both full clips are available on YouTube on the Your Mom's House podcast channel. So if you go to youtube.com/Your Mom's House podcast, you can watch these in their entirety and a bunch of other clips. You can also subscribe, and these videos will automatically come to you.
I think you have to, it's prescribed.
You got to prescribe it. Yeah. You got to prescribe. I said it wrong.
You look a little different. Thanks for dressing up for us.
Well, you know.
Man.
Oh, you know. No.
Why? Why?
You look a little different. Thanks for dressing up for us.
Well, you know, I've been focusing more on my DJing, so you know, the comedy's kind of like something on the side now. I just really—it's all about the after party.
Some people
you know?
Believe you.
Does this have anything to do with your big announcement?
Oh, this was great. So, for people that don't know, when you do press, they go, "Hey, what should we ask you?" So I had them ask. I go, ask me about my big announcement. And that's why she said that there. And she doesn't know what it's going to be. She just knows to ask him.
Yeah, because I was going to say, with your little outfit that you have on now.
Little
DJ,
outfit.
Yes.
Little diminutive.
Or I thought maybe, you know, an athlete of some sort. That's kind of what
I was thinking. Actually, you know, I'm also a sports agent now. And I recently.
That was just fun to say.
Jalen Ramsey, the new Jaguar. He's actually now a client of mine.
So that was just a good time.
They don't seem to be having as much fun.
They're not. But I got to say, if I could be critical of myself, I realized afterwards that I should have brought more energy to this. I stayed subdued. And, you know, it was like rehearsal before. The one that I played first was the second appearance.
So you got your legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So it was a good learning lesson. Now I know that when I go do these morning things, go in with a lot of energy.
Yeah, because they're all high energy.
Yeah.
They're always like, hey!
Yeah. I'm a busy guy, man.
Yeah.
So the announcement.
The big announcement I wanted to make is that last year, you know, I came out as poly and bi, and now I'm proud to say that I'm non-binary.
What is that?
What is that? That's great. What is that?
What is that? She was so disappointed in every aspect of my appearance.
What is that? That was such a judgy mom. Like, okay.
And
cut to commercial.
Yo, she wanted to cut to commercial. She texted them afterwards, too. The people that the girl that brought me, and she showed me the text. She goes, "That was awkward."
Ah, hilarious. Well, she's got that total mom haircut.
She's got the mom cut to the max,
she's got,
man.
The John and Kate.
Yeah,
vibe, little vibe.
Yeah, she went full mom cut.
Well,
what? Why can't I find this? We got to do that thing, man. We got to do that thing about just getting these arranged in some way. Let's see if this is it here.
I'm proud to have come out as polyamorous, and now I'm excited to share that I'm bisexual.
I like it. I love how
poly
he frames
and
it.
Bi, and now I came out as poly and bi, and now I'm proud to say that I'm non-binary.
What is that?
non-binary. Shit.
I liked his language choice where he's last year I was excited to come out as bisexual. I'm proud to come out.
Yeah. It's a very specific language choice.
It's interesting.
The great part here, too, if you watch the video or if you're watching with us here on YouTube, you can see in this next moment when I explain this reaction.
Is there more to this? Because I'm confused.
Oh, yeah. Like, so most people fall within the male and female binary.
Yeah. Right?
And then I'm non-binary. So I don't fall into either one. You know? So, like, I'm actually, like, fluid binary, meaning that depending on the moment, I kind of go between different genders.
Interesting.
So, like, today I'm astral gender right now, which is I'm a gender from outer space.
As two hosts who couldn't find a door yesterday to get into your place, we're totally lost.
I'm a gender from outer space.
As two hosts who couldn't find a...
She's so bothered.
Not having it. No. Not fun. Not
door yesterday
it.
To get into She's a place, like, we are totally lost.
We are totally lost. They're such nerds.
And they're also like, this really went downhill.
Yeah, you to know? Them, this is the most fun thing that's ever happened on this freaking show.
Oh, for sure, man.
I mean,
like, it's a pretty big thing to come out as non-binary. So.
You're the first we've encountered.
Really?
Yeah.
So totally. That is a big announcement.
It's a big announcement.
Thanks for announcing that on our show.
Yeah, I'm happy to share it with everybody, you know? So, you know, just if you don't mind referring to me as they or them. I'm sure
it's done. They are going to be at the Comedy Zone tonight. So what?
And then finally.
Well, you can catch Tom on stage all weekend at the Comedy Zone.
Shout out to Throatzilla.
They don't know who that is for sure. Oh, shit. Anyways.
That's so amazing.
I'm really planning my next one now. Now I'm asking.
To do more.
Yeah, I'm like, can I do some more morning TV?
Morning TV is horrible. This is going to get you off the morning TV circuit quicker than you just complaining about it.
Really?
You're being proactive. This is how you do it.
Yeah.
This is how you never have to do morning press ever. It's just fuck it all up.
I don't know what polyamorous means.
That's William Burr. William Jefferson.
Oh,
Burr.
Bill.
Yeah. He read an email from somebody, and he was like...
polyamorous relationships. I don't know what polyamorous means.
His podcast.
Nobody does. Nobody knows what non-binary...
Bill, I am poly Nobody and knows. Bi and non-binary.
I don't know what polyamorous means.
Nobody knows what the binary, gender fluid, none of this horseshit is.
God, that was fun, though.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. I hope you keep doing this. Your fur came after you left.
I know.
I'm so disappointed.
Well, see, so if you guys notice there, I'm wearing a chinchilla scarf. And it's, you know, it's fake. All right, I'm just letting you guys know. But I also ordered a hat, a matching hat, and a coat.
It's downstairs. It came like right after you
But
left.
That's what I'll wear at the next one.
Yeah.
I got to get some more jewelry too.
No, I like the gold. It's really good.
No,
but like
rings
jewels.
And watches. Yeah,
good
call.
Yeah. It's really good work.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the best is walking in like that and they're like, It's really fun. Really fun.
You know what I would do? Because I've always been tempted to do this when I used to do these horrible shows.
Mm-hmm.
Is just be like, if anybody watching this, comes to my show as a direct result of seeing me on this morning show, I will personally suck your dick and balls. and just say that to see if
you said this.
No, I want to wanted to.
Something tells me you're going to be sucking a lot of dicks and balls if you say that.
Nobody, yes, nobody watches it.
The word would get out that there's free blowjobs at the show tonight.
Maybe.
Yeah, and then you'd be on your knees for most of your show.
Pop, pop, pop.
It's fine. Anyways. You really gave a lot of shouts out to Throatzilla this week, huh?
Yeah, two of them, yeah.
No, what's she, is she, are you, like, following her on Snapchat? I've kind of lost touch.
No, no, because she changed it.
She did?
Yeah, because I think she was saying that she was getting a lot of harassment on her last
one. Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she went to a different one.
Yeah, yeah. I gotcha.
But yeah, that was, I did give her two shout-outs.
It's exciting. I want to thank you. Yesterday, the kid took a dump in his diaper, and you were like, I can't tell if this diaper's dirty. Can you smell it? And then you put it right up to my face, and I took like a deep inhale.
Yeah.
Like a soulful inhale, and it was definitely dirty. So thank you for doing that.
You said it was down in your lungs after
it was,
that.
It was like for a while. I wanted to vomit because I kept tasting it and smelling it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Thanks.
The truth is, though, I got you better than I was actually... The truth is, I really didn't. I know you're not going to believe me. Yeah. I really wasn't sure because I didn't get a whiff. Like, I went to pick him up.
Ew, I just remembered.
And I just was like, will you sniff? So I wish I could say it was as planned as it was, but it wasn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it really wasn't as deliberate.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was real nasty.
Yeah.
It's a good smell.
It was fun, though, to watch you. You were like, oh my God.
Yeah, you got me good,
and
man.
And an hour later, you were like, I feel sick.
I feel so gross.
I inhaled his diaper into my lungs.
Like a deep whiff. Oh my God.
We found this clip of you when you were, I guess, this is right out of college.
Uh-huh.
Scumbags! Now what you got? What you got? You got a Glock? You got a mouth? Hey, you're going to be charged for assault and be taken to jail. I would run because they're coming. I'm trying to warn you, but you're not listening because you ain't got no brains. You got some fucking little crack fucking residents in your brain.
Residents. Not residue.
Right, right. Oh,
you know, just a little memory of your mama smoking you as you slid out her pussy, you bitch.
Now, when did you... This was when you first moved.
Well, no, this is Australia. This is Road Rules.
Oh,
this is
the
Winnebagoes. The Winnies. We're in the trailer park. Yeah.
Yeah, this is when you still smoked. I can hear it in your voice.
I was smoking Cools back then.
Yeah. You don't see this woman throughout this video, but you can picture her pretty well, can't you?
Yeah.
That's very...
She's very... Yeah. What do you think she looks like?
I think... Weathered,
yeah,
is the term I would maybe express.
Right, skinny.
Yes, very skinny.
Some teeth missing.
Bad everywhere.
Bad everything.
And there's a, you know how you smelled Ellis's diaper yesterday? This would be the smell you pick up from her, but from a distance.
Right.
You wouldn't have to get close to smell it.
Yeah.
You smell her from a while.
This is gnarly.
Yeah, she's real gnarls.
Yeah.
And she's really intense at the yell. She's yelling from... So from what I gathered from watching this video is that that is her property. So she lives here and there's a balcony. See, so she's in a home.
Oh, and these are like a couple of gypsies?
Squatters, yeah.
Fuckers. Well, yeah, they got their propane tanks.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
They're really camped out. They're really fucking...
They're camped out.
I'm representing the goddamn president. And let me trump that. Fuck the nigger. Let's trump that. Who do you think's gonna be? I don't think y'all ain't got no news.
Like
only news you got is get the fuck off my property.
Sound like a South Park character.
It does sound like a South Park. Like Cartman almost.
Cartman, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, this asshole's cooking.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think I heard a big word in there too.
I didn't hear it. What word?
A big one.
What's that?
Real big word. What,
which one though, specifically?
I'm representing the goddamn president, and let me trump that. Fuck the nigger.
Yep.
Well, I don't know. What did she say? Could
let's see what else
it?
There is. There's other stuff.
What
I
did
can
she
play.
Say? I don't get it.
Here she is. Here.
Come talk some shit now, Cody. You like to hit a woman and act like you are from the hills, right? Like you got some kind of radiation. I told you I felt bad for you for being a crackhead baby in the fetus. But nigga, you went too far when you put your hands on me. I am a white supremacist. I am telling you by the book and the law of the order that I have not written yet. You are determined now.
There's a lot of drugs. There's a lot going on in
ketchup
that clip.
Mustard. She sounds like the ketchup mustard.
She sounds like ketchup mustard.
Yeah.
She also
smoking crack.
Yeah.
She's smoking rocks, dude.
First of all, isn't Cody such a somebody that has hit a woman's name? Cody hit me. I think if you're a if you're a cop and they're like, there's a domestic disturbance, male suspect's name is Cody, they're like, we know.
Yeah.
We know Cody real well.
Kyle.
Yeah. Cody. Kyle.
Kyle. Kyle hit me. That's another.
Yeah.
Cunames.
Cody has been.
Cody's.
He's been locked up before.
Yeah.
And then she said something about the book, the word of the book that I haven't written yet.
Yeah.
To have that stream of consciousness, that like, there's a book, I haven't written it yet. Isn't that what she said? She said there's a book.
That's when you do a lot of drugs. It's meth.
Cut up, fucking unloyal piece of unworthy shit to be able to even go to the penitentiary. You're a DOA. Hands on me. I am a white supremacist. I am telling you by the book and the law of the order that I have not written yet.
By the book and the ball and the order of the book I have not written yet.
She needs to get motivated.
Maybe that's the big thing that came out of this. She watched this video afterwards. She's like, I got to write that book. I got to write that book.
She's got this great American novel she's sitting on. Yeah.
Oh, man.
What a psycho. Yeah. It's drugs. It's totally drugs.
Las drogas.
Las drogas, for sure. Yeah. Drogas.
Speaking of drogas, it appears that we might be having El Chapo visit and live with us. Not here in our home, but they might extradite him.
Oh, I thought you were talking about our son.
No.
Our nickname for our son.
No, Chapito is our son. Chapito. But El Chapo, the notorious drug cartel leader, has been moved to a prison in Juarez.
Oh, okay.
Which is just across the border from El Paso.
Yeah, Juarez is nice.
And the Mexican government has approved of extradition.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
He might be flying up to Brooklyn.
Nice.
To stand trial.
To stay in Sean Penn's house?
Yeah, you should see the list of charges. It's like,
he's crazy.
It's really intense. Yeah. It's a lot. Murder, kidnapping, torture stuff. Obviously, drug charges. It's pretty intense. But that's how bad the prison is that the one that he originally escaped from is the one that he was just moved from. It's so bad that he told his lawyers he'd like to be extradited. He goes, I haven't slept in 5 months.
Oh, I'm not.
Every hour they do roll call, and he goes, I'm. It's like mental torture, you know. So he's really flipping out.
Wow. Well, poor guy.
I feel so bad for El Chapo.
Yeah. Well, you do the crime, you do the time, guys.
Yeah.
We haven't given our reports on our show, so we finished House of Farts.
And don't forget the Fart Awakens we watched last night, too.
Fart Awakens.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that Darth Vader was dead.
Holy shit.
And I kept waiting for him to come back in this movie. I'm like, who's this new Darth Vader?
So we should also preface this with, you know, I grew up really, really big Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
You know, from the original
three.
Who's
your favorite character?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, it was just such a world that I would lose myself in as a kid that I just loved everything about it. Everything, you know, from just, I love the stories. I love all the characters. I really, it wasn't one or the other. It was just, I love that world.
Yeah.
And those original three are just were sacred to me. Well, I got really excited. I think I was in college when they first released the prequel original, which was The Phantom Menace, and I was just so disappointed in the movie.
Mm.
So disappointed. I mean, I thought it was absolute dog shit that I didn't see the other two that came out after it. Right?
Really?
Yeah, because I really...
It was okay, The Phantom Menace.
I hated it.
It wasn't the best, but
I hated it, and then years later... And I mean, like a year ago, I think is when I saw Revenge of the Sith, which was...
I like that one.
That one was not as...
Wait, that's the story of Anakin, right? Where you see him become the
Darth
where
Vader.
He goes the dark side. I really like that one. I think that might be my favorite.
That was really good. It was good. They don't... To me, it's still... They're not as... You know, They'll never live up to the original three. I just
like because
them.
You grew. I think it's a childhood nostalgia
You're probably right.
thing.
Because
right. Mark Hamill, that's his name.
Yeah,
the guy Luke Skywalker. He's a dog shit actor. He was horrible. No, it's true. I think it's pretty fairly. Isn't it pretty acknowledged that he was never a great actor?
Well, it's funny. You don't realize. I didn't realize as a kid. I realized later. I read interviews about how so much of the dialogue is so weird that's written in those movies.
Yeah, sure.
And Harrison Ford told George Lucas, like he said in interviews, like, you can't say this stuff because they would just it'd be quirky, weird lines, you know.
Harrison Ford's amazed by the
he's
way.
He's amazed.
I mean, for me, last night that movie he made that last.
Yeah, so we watched
film.
The Fart Awakens, which was you know huge release last year, and
we finally saw it after a long. We've been trying to watch movies
I wanted to
with
see
a kid
it.
For
I,
months.
I want to say it came out in December. And that's when
Chapo was born. Yeah.
And so it just, you know, didn't happen.
We would watch a movie. We were talking about this last night. We would watch the movie scene at a time.
Yeah.
And then the kid would start crying and we'd have to pause. It took us about 2 weeks to get through one episode of Downton Abbey when Chapo was born.
You couldn't watch anything.
Couldn't watch shit.
I would watch movies and shows a scene a night. So opening scene.
Crying.
Next night,
shit.
Second scene. Yeah.
It was really hard.
So anyways, overall, I would say the it was a entertaining movie.
Yeah,
you know,
I liked
it was well done.
It was really good.
Good story. I wasn't real big on a lot of the casting choices.
Dude, I thought they were so uninspiring.
Yeah.
I mean, they did decent jobs, but I wasn't like, wow, I really want that girl to win or I want the guy to succeed. You're just like, all right, I'm not really attached to you.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a performance thing or if that was a script thing.
Maybe a combination of the two. I thought that was such a weird choice to have the villain be the
black guy. Oh, right.
No, the black guy.
What?
He wasn't a villain.
Oh.
You didn't get that?
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
The guy from Girls. The fucking hipster boyfriend is the Dark Lord. Like,
it's
no,
so
dude.
Weird. It's so weird.
He was too emo.
I don't even watch that show, and I thought that the guy was a weird choice.
He's too emo. He's like a hipster, and he's like, Dad, you don't know what I've been through, bro.
Didn't buy it.
So
I didn't buy really that much the two leads either, the girl and the guy. I didn't buy them either.
I just felt they were too, I'll tell you what, and this is horrible to say.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that they were both average looking as actors. And that's why, look, man, I don't fucking act. I'm not a lead in films because I'm not. You should be extraordinary looking. Either look weird to the extent where your face is really interesting, like Steve Buscemi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that guy's fucking ugly. He's hideous, but you love to watch him. And
God.
No, he's ugly. He's an ugly guy.
Yeah.
But I mean, the girl and the guy they cast, I didn't care.
Yeah, they weren't ugly.
But they weren't like, wow, you're a movie star.
Right, which is what you associate with movie stars.
Right, like that's why you're, you know, we pay to see you. You're like Angelina Jolie's beautiful and
mm-hmm.
Brad Pitt, you know, and Ryan Gosling. I like to suck his stuff, you know.
What?
Luke Wilson.
God, with the Luke Wilson. You want Luke Wilson Verizon commercials, or you want Luke Wilson
when he was husky?
Yeah,
he got. I know. I don't forgive him. Yeah. That happens to all of us.
Happened to me. Happened to me for the last 10 years. Yeah, I'm with. You know, I didn't think about that at all. But then when you mentioned it, how about their level of attraction, their attractiveness. I was like, oh, yeah, they're not.
They were like average.
Looking. They're both.
They're like normal looking people. Like you're a movie star. You should be.
Well, here's the thing. Normal looking people are important to have in movies.
Yeah.
But in the what is probably the biggest release of the year, you can go for crazy good looking.
Well, even like that Zooey Deschanel.
Mm-hmm.
She's on the new girl, right? And she's supposed to be like, oh, what a dork. I'm a dork.
Yeah.
And you're like, she's not. She's gorgeous.
Right.
And that's how they cast in show business.
Right.
She's the ugly dog, but she's, you know.
She's really pretty.
But she wears glasses, and now she's ugly. Like,
right.
Come on.
Stupid, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that girl was pretty, the lead girl, but she wasn't.
Yeah,
pretty. Yeah.
But not like, oh, I want to watch. Like Leia, when Leia was young and hot. You were like, wow, look at Princess Leia. She's so beautiful.
She was gorgeous.
Harrison Ford, gorgeous. Yeah. Mark Hamill, you know, handsome dude too.
Yeah, Chewbacca,
handsome.
Yep.
But great story. I liked the story. I thought it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And they have a nice little teaser for the next one.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I love this whole Jedi. Did you want to be a Jedi?
Yeah, but I also, this is weird, I guess, but I used to love the music so much of The Dark Side that I would
sing it.
You know, dun dun meow, dun, meow, 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 meow. Then I would just sit there and play I would watch the, what's it, the credits.
Yeah.
Roll, to listen to that music.
Oh, it's good.
I used to thought the Stormtroopers were so cool.
Stormtroopers are great.
Yeah.
You know what? I like the opening, that meow, 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 meow.
John Williams composes that score.
Oh, I know that guy.
Yeah, you know John.
Meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow.
Meow. Meow, 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 meow.
So let's talk about House of Farts.
House of Farts. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that show gets better and better every season?
I don't think it's gotten better and better.
What?
I don't think so.
Without giving away specifics.
I don't think it's gotten better.
I liked the season.
The most?
I mean, I thought it was killer, yeah.
Wow.
Killer, killer. Really? You don't think? I thought it was just amazing.
No, it was good. It was good, but it's not my favorite season.
What's your favorite?
I think season two would be my favorite season.
When he goes into the White House, right?
It's the kind of,
I forget how many seasons
leading up to that happening.
Yeah. Nice, yeah.
It's such a good show. It's such a great show.
God. But imagine how hard it is to write that many episodes and make
it
interesting and keep people coming back. It's tough.
There's things I thought, you know. I think we said it on this show. I was such a big fan of The Killing.
Oh, yeah, so
and
good.
They got the guy who played the co-lead of that series in this season of House of Cards.
The Swedish guy.
Terrible casting.
I know, it's not him.
Terrible. I mean, he's so not believable as the candidate.
He's too young.
He's too young. Even his, you know, and this is an acting thing too, but his body movement isn't consistent with somebody in that role. The way he moves, he still moves like the detective.
Yeah, because that's more how
that's
he
how
is.
He is. Yeah, the way he like throws his shoulders and has conversations. It's so not believable that that's a presidential nominee.
Yeah, he's a great actor. I really
he is
like
a great
him.
Actor, but I don't buy him in that.
I don't either. Anyways, I'm glad we finished House of Farts. I'm so bummed that we have to find another series. Better Call Saul, we're still working through that. Mm-hmm. That's a great show. Mm-hmm. That is by far my favorite show on TV is Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
I don't watch many series, but I just love that character so much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God, it's so good. I love when he does a Slippin' Jimmy stuff and
it's such a well-written show.
Yeah.
And I think I would go as far as to say that the show is so well done that it even speaks to how somebody changes in life. When you meet somebody and you're like, how did this person change this way?
Right.
And you realize that it's not overnight. It's through a series
of
events.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what that show shows you, is that somebody's character can change over time, by circumstances.
That or becoming more fully who he is.
Or,
you know, circumstance kind of forces you to be the person
you kind of
inherently are. He's kind of a shitbag.
Right.
And the establishment doesn't like him, and he keeps getting spit out again and again, which is
very
just
true.
So fucking great.
Very true.
That, and then we discovered Shark Bites, the new video game we've been playing, Shark Bites.
Yeah, that's, what's it really called, though?
I don't even know.
Hungry Shark Evolution.
It's a good game.
Yeah. I've been playing a few other ones too.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. I saw that on the Apple TV.
On the Apple TV. Sit in bed and you can do it all with one remote.
It's the best.
Watch a movie and then you can play a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got Jetpack and I got another one. It's real fun.
What? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't remember the name. I just know it's fun.
I suck at all these games. I'm terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the shark bites. I like to eat people. That's my favorite, when you eat the
shark
person
bites
and they scream
fun,
and they go, ah!
I like when you swim underneath and you press the button to make them swim fast.
Yeah.
And so they leave the water with a body in their mouth.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are serial killer games where you can murder people and eat them and stuff.
I don't think so.
Oh, there should be like a Jeffrey Dahmer game. You would love that.
I'm writing a cartoon about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to do an animated series about it.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
You can stalk the woman and then cut her up, and how do you hide the body and stuff like that? That'd be a fun game for you.
Yep. All right. Should we try the house one more time or no?
Yeah, try it.
Should try calling her on her cell? I'll try it on her cell. See what she... Let's see. We're going to try to see if we can get Charo on the phone and see if she'll be interested in hearing this story about my dad shitting in her in his pants and wearing them the next day. She's not going to answer.
No.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I feel like my dad warned her.
Oh.
I feel like he warned her.
You think so he doesn't get in trouble?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
I feel like he warned her.
He ratted us out.
He told me she's not going to be home for another 40 minutes. Rat. It's weird.
Yeah, but your mother never answers her phone. You know that. You always have a hard time getting a hold of her.
That's true. All right. Well, I think we should wrap up the episode.
Oh, okay.
Right? Oh, yeah. Oh, it's finally here. People have asked us for a long time. We now have a P.O. box.
Oh, my goodness.
We have a P.O. box, and you can ship something to us if you have something for us. The only thing I have to make very clear is this. The package must say Your Mom's House or Your Mom's House Podcast. Don't put Tom or Christina on it.
Or Mommy's or anything silly. Just Your Mom's House.
And the reason it can't say our names is because Blue Band's got to pick up our package. So anyways, it just makes life easier. Just say Your Mom's House. That's how it's registered. Here's the address. If you want to send something, 321 North Pass Avenue, number 44, or P.O. Box.
Suite number 44.
Oh, suite number 44. 321 North Pass Avenue. That's P-A-S-S Avenue. Suite 44, Burbank, California, 91505. Yes, please and thank you. And also, we want to point out that we are launching our Patreon page June 1st. That's going to get you extra bonus content, inside access, behind-the-scenes stuff that we don't have on the show or on our regular page. But the bonus content will be a big thing. And it helps support the show. It helps support having a full-time producer on the show. And if you'll consider doing it, it'll be a huge help. So that's Patreon account. It launches June 1st in a couple of weeks. We're building some bonus content to have there for you. And you can basically just contribute what you want on a monthly basis. Every bit helps.
Yeah, it's spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N, Patreon. Right.
And we're going with June 1 launch.
June 1. And I'm going to do one for That's Deep Bro as well, because I would love to be able to video record and have a producer on that show. So that would really help.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
All right. This this guy, Ali, he's been really killing it with the song submissions. Do you remember his last name? Isn't it
Something with an M.
All right, something with an M. Sorry, Ali. We'll get it right next time. I just have it in here as just Ali, but here is the Puerto Rico Mommy remix from Ali, and we'll leave you with this and Jeans. Great. Anything else?
No, I love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for watching on YouTube, and that's it. Bye bye. See
Jeans
you next week.
I'm afraid that a crocodile is going to jump out of the water and try and bite me.